This is Tom Rowe with a WGXC News update. You can turn to the newsroom, WGXC.org, for more information about anything you hear here. Leonard Green at the New York Daily News reports that New York's Public Service Commission pulled its approval of a merger between Charter Communications and Time Warner on July 27th, saying that Charter did not uphold its end of the deal. Quote, Charter doing business as Spectrum has, through word and deed, made clear that it has no intention of providing the public benefits upon which the commission's earlier approval was conditioned, unquote, the PSC said in a statement. Charter bought Time Warner's cable holdings in 2016 and rebranded the company Spectrum. The commission approved the merger in 2016, but with the promise that Charter would expand broadband service in the state. The ruling says it failed to do that and now bars Charter from operating in New York State. Quote, in the weeks leading up to an election, rhetoric often becomes politically charged, unquote, a Charter spokesperson said in a statement. Quote, but the fact is that Spectrum has extended the reach of our advanced broadband network to more than 86,000 New York homes and businesses since our merger agreement with the PSC. Our 11,000 diverse and locally based workers who serve millions of customers in the state every day remain focused on delivering faster and better broadband to more New Yorkers as we promised, unquote. Read the full story in the New York Daily News. Benjamin Weiser reports in the New York Times that the former Speaker of the State Assembly, Sheldon Silver, was sentenced to 7 years in prison July 27th on federal corruption charges. Quote, this crime was driven by unmitigated greed, unquote, the judge Valerie E. Caprioni of Federal District Court in Manhattan said July 27th. Quote, the bottom line is that Silver wanted to seem to be a man of the people while he was using his public position to richly line his own pockets, unquote. On July 17th, former State Senate Majority Leader Dean Skelos and his son Adam were found guilty on corruption charges. Silver was a Democrat, Skelos a Republican. Earlier this month, Governor Cuomo's hand-picked economic advisor Elaine Calieros was found guilty of corruption charges related to the state's Buffalo Billion Development Initiative. In March, another former Cuomo aide, Joseph Prococo, was convicted in a separate corruption case. Albany legislators and the governor, though, have not passed any substantial ethics laws or transparency measures in many years. Read the full story in the New York Times. The Daily Freeman reports that there will be a brief ceremony at 5:45 p.m. Friday, August 3rd, to reveal the Pauline Oliveros interpretive sign at Kingston's Deep Listening Plaza at 609 Broadway in Midtown. The Kingston Arts Commission and the Midtown Arts District have set up the sign. Kingston Mayor Steve Noble and Ward Mintz, chairman of the Kingston Arts Commission, will speak at the ceremony. Afterwards, there will be a community parade to the new arts and business space under development by the Arc of Ulster Green at 80 Burren Street, with a performance there from dance team Energy and musician Andrea Schalt. Read the full story in the Daily Freeman. I'm Tom Rowe. You've been listening to the news from WGXC. Go to WGXC.org and click on the newsroom for more information.